places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Blue Friday!
All right, here we go.
I am so excited about the return of the NFL.
Oh, last night was a fun way to start things.
A little later than I anticipated going to bed, but...
Well, when you have like a little bit of a weather break.
Yes! Well, and then the crazy part was I was solo parenting last night because Brad's out of town for a work thing. And when I finally got to sit down and watch the game for like really, really focus on it, it goes into weather delay.
Yes.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
Meanwhile, on my end, I'm all like sitting on the couch. Things are good. I'm like, watch the game. This is going to be awesome. Tatum's playing and watching some show on her own. So I'm watching it on my phone. But then my wife's like, so in about 15 minutes, we should probably get ready, huh? Get ready for what? And she's like, oh, it's back to school night at Tatum's school. Uh-huh.
Yay.
I thought you were going without me to that. I thought it was like a, I thought dads were optional. Of course, I was like, okay, hold on. Let me go get dressed. I'm going to get ready. So we get to that meeting, and I'm like, okay, well, this will probably be quick. And the lady starts everything off with, well, we have a lot to get through, so let's hurry this up. And I'm like, oh, man. So I was kind of glad the weather delay happened, because by the time I got back home...
You could finish the game.
The game started up again.
Oh, that's so great for you.
And the Cowboys lost. I don't know if you guys...
that's my main takeaway. I watched none of the game, but I literally was like, who lost? Cowboys, good. I can go to bed.
That's all that matters.
They kind of blew it at the end, too, so you'd be happy.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, what a great way to celebrate Blue Friday with a little pizza.
Okay.
It's National Cheese Pizza Day. So you got to just get cheese pizza. What's up with that?
It's fine. I prefer some toppings. I like a veggie on there. Like, get a green pepper on there. Get me some mushrooms.
Oh, because you need to get your vegetables on your pizza?
Yes, of course.
Oh, man. See, I guess this is just the nerdy New Yorker in me. A good basic-ass slice of cheese pizza is top tier.
Okay. In your opinion, then, who makes the best cheese-only pizza in this area?
Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
You know, there's a few places like in Capitol Hill in Pioneer Square. Was it, is it Big Mario's?
Yeah.
That place has a really good, and there was a place by our work. I can't remember if that was something Maria.
Ooh, I don't know if they're open anymore.
I don't even think they're open anymore.
I know which one you're talking about, but I went down there the other day and I didn't see it.
Yeah, I was thinking about them just the other day because they had a really hot cartoon of a girl. I thought she was super hot. I was like, this cartoon girl holding a pizza is really...
Okay, creeper.
No. If you saw her, Danny, I think you could agree.
Yeah.
Do you remember her?
She was pretty hot.
Mm. She was like an alt-rocker girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
It's not like I'm doing anything while looking at the picture. I just thought, that's a hot cartoon girl.
Nice.
All right, well, anyways, enjoy yourself some cheese pizza. And, hey, enjoy yourself a Seahawks game this upcoming weekend because the season starts off this Sunday taking on their rivals in the San Francisco 49ers at Lumen Field. Hopefully, we'll see a better offensive line. Hopefully, we'll see a better rush game when it comes to the, you know, as just hand the ball over and let's just see what our running backs can do. And also, let's hope that we can see a difference when it comes to playing at home. Last season, not a very good outing when it came to playing home games. They were better on the road. So somebody did ask Mike McDonald during his press conference, hey, have you made any changes when it comes to how this team's going to approach the home games? So hopefully we can become that dominant force at Lumen Field once again. And here's what he had to say.
Well, we spent a lot of time studying it. And we're constantly, we're tweakers. You know, we're kind of, we say chasing edges. We're always trying to figure out.
That's good to know. So
tweakers.
Our team are, it's perfect for Seattle. Our team is a bunch of tweakers.
On brand.
Yes.
What's the best way to do stuff? So we're tweaking our away schedule too. We've looked at our home operation from Friday to Sunday. as something as different as like, how do we get the guys to eat more frequently? how can we help control that? I mean, those, we're kind of looking at everything.
Maybe they'll become a tweaker and become a pothead. They'll probably eat more that way.
Speaking of the Seattle Seahawks, it was announced yesterday that we're going to have undercover police officers disguised in the jerseys of opposing teams at our home games at Lumen Field this season. They're trying to enforce the fan code of conduct.
Hello, fellow 49ers fans.
It's going to be wild. So they're really trying to curb, you know, harassment, intoxication, unruly behavior, all that good stuff. Plus, if you're going to a game, you can report an issue anonymously by texting HAWK12 to 429-512.
I don't know, like, we got to try and curb intoxication. Well, then maybe we should just not have football games.
Yeah, right.
Because, I mean, that...
We're drinking before, we're drinking right. during.
Somebody did text in when it comes to National Cheese Pizza Day. Costco has the best cheese pizza. Blanking, fight me, bro.
I do like a Costco pizza for
and
sure.
And it's very good. And then this was the place I was trying to think of that's in Pioneer Square, or close to Pioneer Square, Post Alley Pizza. They're known for having some great cheese pizza.
I'm definitely down for pizza today.
All right, well, let's do it after the show.
Pizza and football.
And then yesterday we did mention that the Seattle Kraken have unveiled their third jersey. It's glow in the dark. It looks freaking awesome. It's black. It's got some cool vibes to it in general. Just the colors glow, the S glows as well. But we were wondering, how much is this jersey going to set us back? Because I know, Danny, you're planning on getting one. I'm planning on getting one. Taryn?
I haven't heard the price yet, Steve.
All right, well, you know what? For just $180, you can get the jersey. But that's premium blank. You can't get the blank one because the numbers glow as well. So you got to get numbers on that bitch.
How much does it cost to get the premium?
For the premium player and customized versions, $270.
Wow.
You know, that's less than I thought it was going to be.
And if you want the authentic pro-made one.
Oh, here we go.
$425.
Okay, Mr. Moneybags Miggs over there.
I didn't say I was getting that one.
No, he's buying that for us. He's getting the replica for himself.
Yes.
It's just the kind of guy he is.
I'm a giver. You know, I'll probably give it to Danny. You're rubbing me the wrong way this morning. You get nothing.
I don't want to rub you at all, Steve.
Well, good. You'll continue to get nothing. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 79 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the Daily Miggs download, and that's what's up.
The Daily Miggs Show.
We are fired up for the home opener against the 49ers, and we're going to be previewing the Seahawks game with our buddy, Hall of Famer Walter Jones. Big Walt is going to join us at 6:20.
Don't rub him the wrong way.
Steve Biggs.
Yes.
Tomorrow is September 6th.
Yes.
But it's not just the 6th of September. It's a very important day, a day that we call 96 Check. And it's all thanks to the incredible work that our friend Walter Jones, Big Walt, has been doing. And we've got Big Walt on to talk about 96 Check right now. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, my friend. It's great to hear from you. And we love that you do this every year. And for the Rockaholics and the listeners that are new to what 96 Check is, can you give us a backstory behind why you do it? Because the story is so great.
My former friend and player I played with, Cortez Kennedy, passed away. And, you know, for me personally, I wanted to find a way to mourn his death. So I thought about a great way, because when I went to his funeral, all his family and friends, when they came up to me, you know, we were talking about what the things that Cortez Kennedy used to do. And I said, all the things that Cortez used to do would check up on you. You know, Cortez was from Florida. I was here in Seattle. So during the off season, he would call me. It'd be like 3 a.m. I'd be like, man, who's calling me this early in the morning? And it'd be him. And he'll just want to call and check in up on you and stuff like that. So when I went there and met some of his family members and stuff, that was the number one thing that everybody remember about Ted. So for me personally, that's what something I wanted to give back, where everybody can be a part of something, where you can check on your friends and your loved ones. And for me personally, I thought it was all about the players too, because when you play this game, you have so many guys coming from so many different backgrounds.
Yep.
But then you come together as one. But then once you finish playing this game, a lot of time we go back to those places and we become so busy. So for me, I just want those people to reach out to those people and let them know that you're thinking about them and see if everything is okay.
Do you have certain people on the docket for this year? Like, you're like, okay, I definitely have to reach out to this person. And if so, who are you reaching out to tomorrow?
You know what? I don't do it like that. I just that when you get up that morning, you know, because I want people to just do it out of the kindness of their heart. Just want to do it. So I don't have nobody per se now that I'm gonna say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna call this person. It's just like you go through your Rolodex. I know that definitely showed my age right there. So I go through my contacts, and I just make a choice. And a lot of times what the Seahawks do, they give me because based on what happened, the Seahawks keep – anybody that play with the Seahawks, they keep that number on file. So I just ask the Seahawks to let me get a printout of all those guys' numbers because I don't have all those guys' numbers. And a lot of time, it's not the guy that played beside me. It'd be about the backup guy or the guy, the scout team guys, guys that was part of the team, but you didn't see them on the field. So you reach out to those guys. So you call those guys, and those guys are really, really appreciate that when you call them because they expect that they're so low on the totem pole, but they don't realize that they're part of this team and they was the one that made this team successful. So I just try to reach out to those people and see what they're doing. And what I do, I check it up on them. And then if they got some issues going on, if I can't help them, I know I have people that I can contact to help those people out because you want, because a lot of time with us as players, we are very private. We don't want people to know our business. So for us, for now, I just want to let those people know if you're dealing with something, reach out to someone because as players, we try to play this gladiator role where we can't be hurt. We can't have these types of feelings. So I try my best to let those guys know that you can express what you got going on and there's always someone or somebody out there that can help you.
Big Walt, we're talking about 96 check, which is tomorrow. And, you know, you mentioned these players that kind of have that gladiator status, and you guys are heroes to us, and we follow your careers, and you're some of the strongest people that we see on our TVs and when we go to the games. But can you maybe talk about some of the pressure that's going on kind of behind the scenes? So when you're not involved in the sport, you know, what kind of pressure is happening, you know, when you're not on the field that really, you know, makes it so much more important to be talking to people?
I think the most pressure is that people don't see that what you gave up for this game, your body-wise. A lot of times people think that you're still the same person that they fell in love with, that they don't understand that you have age. I think that's the most important part about it. And I think the heart, sometimes the one thing, the pressure is, like you said, being honest and letting people know something is going wrong or you need help. I think that's the number one thing behind closed doors that a lot of people don't see. You know, we go out in the community and we do a lot of stuff for the community because we always want to help. But still, again, a lot of times just somebody asking you, hey, man, how you doing? And that can change your whole perspective of the day or whatever you're dealing with.
And Big Walt, the season starts this upcoming weekend. And if you don't mind, can we just take a quick break? If you don't mind, we want to ask you some questions about this upcoming season, if that's cool with you.
Oh, that's totally cool.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We will have more with Big Walt on this fabulous Blue Friday. Walter Jones will be back with us after Weezer. If you are just joining us, we have been chatting with the one, the only, Big Walt, who you can follow on Instagram. His handle is BigWalt71. Walter Jones, Seahawks legend.
One of the greatest Seahawks players of all time. The Seahawks start their season up this weekend, this Sunday, against the San Francisco 49ers. And the big question, it's not Sam Darnold. It's not the offensive line. It's not the defense. It's the rivalry jerseys. What do you think about the rivalry jerseys, Big Walt?
I think they're awesome, man. I think any time that you can be part of something like that, especially they decided to use the NFC West as one of the teams. So I think it's pretty cool. I kind of figured that, you know, once we sign with Nike, you know, with Nike being right down in Oregon, that we're going to be on the top of getting the cool jerseys. So I'm looking forward to seeing it and stuff like that. You know, I was a big fan of the Wolf Gray anyway. So anytime they do anything with the Wolf Gray, and I like the fact that they're getting homage to the 12s with the 12s imprint into the number. I can't wait to see it up close to really see the details of it, but everybody gonna have mixed feeling. You know, some people are stuck in the old school and new school and stuff like that. So I think it's pretty cool. I think is we're going in a direction just like the college teams where they got multiple uniforms. And I think that's good for recruiting too. When you can change up the uniforms and understand where the game is going, I think you're gonna be very successful. Definitely getting a free agent to come out to Seattle.
So Walt, the season starts up this weekend. We got them taking on the 49ers, one of their rival teams. And, you know, there's a lot to, like, digest. Like, well, how's this new look offense going to go? Sam Darnold, all the new players that are on the offense, a new offensive coach, the offensive line seems like it's looking a lot more solid than it did last year. Obviously, with Mike McDonald, his defense is a big priority, and it seems like this is going to be a year two for that defense, which was looking darn good towards the end of the season. What is the thing that's most exciting for you when you're looking at this upcoming season, and how are you feeling about the team overall?
I think the most exciting part, I think, is to see what this quarterback is going to do. If this quarterback is going to come in and do the things that he did last year, you know, it's going to be a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's ready for it. I think for me personally, I want to see what this defense, you know, this defense is coming together. You kind of saw some of it during preseason, but now with preseason, a lot of teams don't want to show you that. So I think still, again, I think I call this is training camp. The first four games of training camp, you kind of you trying to figure out what you are as a team, how teams want to try to attack you. But I'm looking forward to seeing what this offensive line is going to do too. I like the way that they're running. I like this rookie guard. I think he's going to be amazing. I think he's going to go in there and going to be like, you know, one of those guys they call the plug and play guy. You know, kind of felt like when I came into the game where they said, hey, this is your position to lose, and I know that's probably what they're saying to him, that hey, you're going to play no matter what happened. But I still, again, I think I want to see what this team's going to do compared to what we did last year. They won 10 games last year and still didn't make the playoffs. So I just tell people to be patient too, though. Still, again, though, everything is new this year. You know, you got new guys out there on the receiver spots. You know, you got JSN, if he's going to be the guy this year. So I think it's so many questions, but I'm looking forward to it as a fan to be part of that.
How are you feeling, though? Do you think this is a team that could potentially make a run to be in the playoffs, or do you think this is going to be a season? Because I feel like everyone outside of Washington State thinks that this team, if they're lucky, are going to get close to 8 wins, maybe less than 8 wins. And when you talk to people around here, okay, maybe I'm forever the optimist, but I'm feeling like 8 wins, yeah, no problem. I think they could get more than 10 wins.
I know, we got 10 wins last year. I think it's going to take more than 10 wins to get into the playoffs. You know, the way teams played last year, and you think about all those teams, too. So you just got to win those games that you're supposed to win. I think that's the thing that a lot of times people don't understand, is just winning those games that you're supposed to win. Coach McDonald is doing everything right. You know, he's setting that defense. He's a defensive-minded coach, so you kind of see that. So you see what a defensive-minded guy always want to get his guy in. So he got his guy in at quarterback, so I know he feels comfortable about Donald being in there, and I think it's going to be one of those things where things are going to get better as the season go along, especially on defense.
Walter Jones, I was reading this article about some of the new offerings for food at Lumen Field, but I did see that Big Walt's Kitchen is going to be back in action again this year. Tell people what the comfort food inspiration comes from at Big Walt's Kitchen.
You know, it was just something that I just wanted to give back. You know, just, you know, you want to, you know, when you get that opportunity, you know, I played my entire career with my number retired there, with my name in the Ring of Honor. So it's pretty cool. And like the comfort food came from just my mom. You know, I think I have a special drink on there. It's called Coke and Peanut. And it's something that my mom used to do when I was a kid. So I wanted to implement that into that. And then every year you change it. This year we got the new tenders with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So, you know, you just kind of listen to people, the things that people like. So you just want to give those things and make sure that those people are there and enjoying the game.
Wait, so you're a Coke and Peanut guy? My father-in-law loves Coke and Peanuts. And I was like, I've never heard of this before. My wife's like, oh, no, this is a thing. And I'm like, I grew up my entire life. This is the first I've ever heard of Coke with peanuts in it.
Yes, it used to be for me. Like when I was up here, if I'm missing my mom and somebody see me with a Coke and Peanut, they'd be like, man, it's time for you to go see your mom. So those are the things that I wanted to give a homage to her, stuff like that. So if you ever get a chance to go by Big Walt Kitchen, check out the Cokes and Peanut. It's a pretty cool thing to do.
Walter Jones on Instagram at BigWalt71. Seahawks legend. It is always such a pleasure to talk to you. And you just get us all excited. We're enthusiastic and feeling it and ready for Sunday.
I'm looking forward to it too, man. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Walt. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
I do believe with all of my being that someone out there can beat you this morning, Steve Miggs. Even with a record of 284 wins, 87 losses, and 75 ties in 2025.
Not today.
Someone's going to take you down.
Go Hawks.
Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 650.